I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Thursday, November 18th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for this dystopic ride as we chronologue the decline of the West. Spengler would be proud, apparently. And we choose. It's interesting, you know, that more than anything, I think it is each one of us who contributes to the downfall of the Republic, essentially. If we would choose different, and we are being alchemically transformed. I'm working on getting to this, and also, you know, what happens when we allow things to drift in a dehumanizing direction, in a totalitarian direction. Things get ugly very quickly. History tells us, but who has time for history these days? So speaking of the drift and the general, well, it may feel like an accidental drift to some people, but there's nothing accidental about it. So speaking of that, you know, you see things every day. I'm sure you do. I do. I see things every day that just, I don't want to be that guy, but it's just so deeply disturbing. I know that, for example, there are a number of folks that really enjoy Yellowstone. And in a word, the television series, you know, Kevin Costner, et cetera, et cetera. In a word, I would call it depraved. It's captivating. It's definitely captivating, but it's not 1950s television, which had its own communist influence and problems. Which, by the way, I mean, let me give you an interesting little excerpt. You know, do we love our children? We do, right? Even though we send them to Plato's kindergarten to turn them into little automatons of misery. Like Fitta said, education should aim at destroying free will. If we get a hold of those little moppets, as they used to say, if we can get a hold of them early, well. So in Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, published in 1957, Chapter 15 is titled The Psycho Seduction of Children. He opens with a quote by David Reisman, The Lonely Crowd, from The Lonely Crowd. Today, the future occupation of all Moppets is to be skilled consumers. And of course, Alvin Toffler would update that terminology in the 70s with a portmanteau. Prosumers. Moppets are to be skilled prosumers. So, Vance Packard writes, Dr. Reisman, in his study of the basic changes taking place in the American character during the 20th century, i.e. from inner-directed to other-directed, found that our growing preoccupation with acts of consumption reflected the change. This preoccupation, he noted, was particularly intense and intensively encouraged by product makers at the Moppet level. He characterized the children of America as consumer trainees, quote-unquote. In earlier, more innocent days, when the pressure was not on to build future consumers, the boys' magazines and their counterparts concentrated on training the young for the frontiers of production, including warfare. As a part of that training, Dr. Reisman pointed out in The Lonely Crowd, the budding athlete might eschew smoke and drink. The comparable media today trained the young for the frontiers of consumption to tell the difference between Pepsi Cola and Coca-Cola, as later between Old Golds and Chesterfields, he explained. Cigarettes, that is. He cited the old nursery rhyme about one little pig going to market while one stayed home and commented dourly, "The rhyme may be taken as a paradigm of individuation and unsocialized behavior among children of an earlier era. Today, however, all little pigs go to market, none stay home, all have roast beef, if any do, and all say, wee, wee, wee." So the problem, Packard writes, of building eager consumers for the future was considered at a mid-50s session of the American Marketing Association, mid-50s. The head of Gilbert Youth Research told the marketers there was no longer any problem of getting funds to target the youth market, quote unquote. There were plenty. The problem was targeting the market with maximum effectiveness. Charles Sievert, advertising columnist for the New York World Telegram and Sun, explained what this targeting was all about by saying, quote, "Of course, the dividend from investment in the youth market is to develop product and brand loyalty and thus have an upcoming devoted adult market." So I always think of this kind of sentiment, you know, when people say, oh, it's so wonderful that Ray Kroc's wife, you know, started doing these Kroc centers and different things around the country. These philanthropic, and all I can think of is, you know, you're training, you're doing this, you know, targeting youth of maximum effectiveness and developing product and brand loyalty to have an upcoming devoted adult market. A more blunt statement of the opportunity Moppets present appeared in an ad in Printer's Ink several years ago. Again, this book was published in 57. A firm specializing in supplying education, quote-unquote, material to school teachers in the form of wall charts, board cutouts, teachers' manuals, made this appeal to merchants and advertisers, quote, "Eager minds can be molded to want your products." In the grade schools throughout America are nearly 23 million young girls and boys. These children eat food, wear out clothes, use soap. They are consumers today and will be the buyers of tomorrow. Here's a vast market for your products. Sell these children on your brand name and they will insist that their parents buy no other. You ever experienced that in the grocery store or some other store and wonder how in the world that happened? Many far-sighted advertisers are cashing in today and building for tomorrow by molding eager minds, end quote. Through project education material supplied to teachers. It added reassuringly, quote, all carrying sugar-coated messages designed to create acceptance and demand for the products, end quote. In commenting on this appeal, Clyde Miller, in his The Process of Persuasion, explained the problem of conditioning the reflexes of children by saying, quote, it takes time, yes, but if you expect to be in business for any length of time, think of what it can mean to your firm in profits if you can condition a million or 10 million children who will grow up into adults trained to buy your product. As soldiers are trained to advance when they hear the trigger words, forward march. So, last little, I'll end on this note. One small phase of the seduction of young people into becoming loyal followers of a brand is seen in the fact that on many college campuses, students can earn a part of their college expenses by passing among fellow students handing out free sample packages of cigarettes. And I always think of this when, the younger school children are encouraged to sell things for the nanny state. You know, if you sell stuff, you'll get all of this cool junk that you don't need. Finally, this bit. The potency of television in conditioning youngsters to be loyal enthusiasts of a product, whether they are old enough to consume it or not, became indisputable early in the 50s. Then he goes into some examples. Early in the 50s, the potency of television in conditioning youngsters to be loyal enthusiasts of a product, whether they are old enough to consume it or not, became indisputable in the early 50s. One example, he says, for his own personal example. While the author was preparing this chapter, he heard his own 8-year-old daughter happily singing the cigarette jingle, "Don't miss the fun of smoking." So 8-year-olds singing cigarette commercials. It's a conditioning process. We're being alchemically transformed. So anyway, back to the point. Yellowstone is definitely a captivating television series, but it is, I would say, depraved. It's certainly depraved by a variety of standards, biblical standards, shall we say. And again, comparing, say, television of the 1950s, which again had its own issues, but didn't have, I would say, this level of depravity. It wasn't using this kind of language, and this subject matter wasn't as extensive and, I would say, gratuitous in some cases. So, you know, a lot of us like to mention that I've heard several people reference these days, "My People Perish for Lack of Knowledge," which, of course, is, quoting Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. But there's some stuff that comes before that that I think provides context, you know. Verse 1, "Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel." This is a chain of command dressing down. "For the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land." That's interesting. Why is he saying, "You guys listen up"? Why isn't he saying, "Inhabitants of the land, listen up"? Because the sons of Israel are the keepers of the oracles of God. They are responsible for its care and dissemination, if you will, which helps keep order and peace and prosperity. And this is where true peace and prosperity comes from. So, "Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land." Because why? Because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. There is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. It seems those things probably go together. No faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land. Do we suffer from a a deficit of faithfulness and kindness and knowledge of God in the land these days? I would argue we do. And then, so what comes next? Instead of faithfulness, kindness, and knowledge of God in the land, which all go together, what is there? Verse 2, there is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. Well, gosh, that sounds like the Yellowstone plot line. That sounds like the narrative in Yellowstone. I've said for years that this sounds like, you know, it's as if, this is the Bruckheimer-Simpson, so to speak, recipe for a successful, you know, blockbuster movie. Or in this case, a blockbuster television series. We're being alchemically transformed in a very esoteric fashion by degrees, very subtly, very, you know, it's a very gradual transformation process by degrees. There is, because there is no faithfulness, or kindness or knowledge of God in the land, there is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Isn't that, that exactly describes a number of Yellowstone episodes. And that's not a good thing. Then continuing, therefore the land mourns. And so the problem, you know, speaking of Alan Watts saying, you know, don't watch television, problem is that we externalize these images and then sort of bring them into reality, bring them from out of the box into reality. Therefore the land mourns, and everyone who lives in it languishes. Are folks languishing these days? Along with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish of the sea disappear. Yet let no one find fault, and let none offer reproof, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. So you will stumble by day, and the prophet also will stumble with you by night, and I will destroy your mother. And verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge, which is not just information. There's a distinction there. I will reject you from being my priest of your God. I also will forget your children. And so this continues, you know, the more they multiplied, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They feed on the sin of my people. That kind of sounds like it, again, you know, describes what is kind of the plot line in shows like Yellowstone. They feed on the sin of my people and direct their desire toward their iniquity. So there's a lot more going on around this, you know, my people are destroyed, or my people perish for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. It's ironic, isn't it? Isn't it painfully ironic to hear my people perish for lack of knowledge, or whatever kind of derivation people want to carve out of that, misappropriating context and so forth. I just find it ironic that I'm pretty sure that there haven't been any, you know, investigations, for example, in Strong's Concordance, exactly what this concept of knowledge is, or, you know, I mean, let's just go to Webster's for knowledge, for example, Webster's 1828, a clear and certain perception of that which exists, or of truth. In fact, the perception of the connection and agreement or disagreement and repugnancy of our ideas. Is there a clear and certain perception of that which exists? Or are we in an age where deception is rampant and there's this effort to deconstruct every social construct, so to speak, deconstruct all of that which exists. Stick around, we'll be right back.
The likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. So, not to belabor the issue, I don't want to belabor the issue, but I find it absolutely astonishing that people can have a sort of compartmentalized exercise a sort of compartmentalized interpretation. Well, I guess it's not surprising, but the thing that is sort of surprising to me is how, again, because of this sort of alchemical transformation and that by degrees that we don't seem to realize what's happening and how we've been transformed. You know, and again, things like Yellowstone to me are very, it's an obvious illustration. So the New Living Translation translates Hosea 4:6, and you know the NIV or the NLT, excuse me, some of these other translations get are given a bad time, but I mean I think this really kind of sums it up, you know. So the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I guess maybe I should back up a little bit. That phrase, lack of knowledge, is derived from the Hebrew root deat, which is in Strong's, it's H1847, which is translated something along the lines of discernment, understanding, wisdom, knowledge, discernment. Understanding, wisdom, that kind of thing. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Bible says. And so the NLT translates Hosea 4:6 this way: my people are being destroyed because they don't know me, because they don't know God. He's the one issuing the edict. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as priests. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. So, you know, they are responsible for the welfare, so to speak, the spiritual welfare and beyond of the people. And we seem to have the same kind of deficit going on in America, and we're not very self-aware when it comes to these kinds of things. And, you know, so as a result, there are all kinds of weird things happening. I'm sitting here staring at a box that's using Microsoft products. I probably shouldn't be doing that. Shame on me. If I really want to live by the courage of my convictions, I keep talking about how, you know, maybe we should all switch to a Linux distro, for example, or something. I use them, but not, you know, in accordance with the courage of my convictions, so to speak. I mean, that's just being honest, I guess. And there are all kinds of other funny little ways that I think we are all hypocrites. Saying one thing and maybe not acting in accordance with those things that we say. So that seems to get back to the clear and certain perception of that which exists, as Noah Webster put it in the definition of knowledge, or of truth and fact, the perception of the connection and agreement or disagreement and repugnancy of our ideas. That's straightforward. That's a delineation. That's a clear and certain perception of that which exists. In contrast to, say, the double binds that are all around us these days. The schizophrenia-inducing double binds. So, you know, you start looking at this transformation process. I would call this present episode, you know, the COVID-19 thing, like I said the other day, a Kabbalistic Hunger Games zombie apocalypse. Matthias de Smet has explained a few different times what's happening. Michael Hoffman did an interview back in 2019, January of 2019, actually, which could have been January 2020, actually, the alchemical processing of humanity through public psychodrama. Guns and Butter interview. That explains a lot and was, I think, a year early, perhaps. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Mm. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. So as a result of this disorientation, a lot of things are happening, you know. people are being encouraged to ignore reality. What do I mean? What's reality? Well, example, this trial site news YouTube video, news roundup, COVID-19 infection rate skyrockets. Where? In America's most vaccinated state, Vermont. This video was published November 14, 2021. COVID-19 infection rate skyrockets in America's most vaccinated state, Vermont. And the fact is that even the experts, so-called, on the one side of the, you know, on the establishment narrative side of the discussion, say that despite the propaganda that we're inundated with, or with which we're inundated, the so-called, you know, the bioweapons that they're calling vaccines do not prevent infection or spread. They mitigate serious symptoms of something, allegedly. And again, if we dive into the specifics on that, there's the ADE discussion. What do you mean? Well, in trials, it's easy to say, you know, in trials with this kind of stuff, as even Peter Hotez testified before Congress last year, early on, you know, it's not uncommon for the trials to look fantastic. And then when subjects are exposed to the virus in the wild, so to speak, ADE kicks in and things go horribly wrong. And all of the subjects, the test subjects, die historically. But, you know, now you don't die. You're just given, you know, because you contract myocarditis, you are given a death sentence about 3 to 5 years. So you're on death row after you get the shot. Facts like that. You know, facts like the VAERS claims have skyrocketed. The VAERS system is overwhelmed at this point. Can't even process all of the claims that are being submitted, backed up. Those are facts. And yet, people are still doing what they're doing because of this alchemical processing of humanity, as Michael Hoffman put it, and mass formation that Matthias de Smet talks about, leaning heavily on Gustave Le Bon's research, which, you know, bad guys lean on too, by the way, because if you will recall, pretty much anything Bernays wrote, he points to Le Bon, Trotter, Walter Lippmann, etc. These people who have studied this concept, mass formation, herd think. And how can we do more of that? So mass media is essential to that, as Matthias de Smet reminds people. Videos like Why People Willingly Give Up Their Freedoms. The Aubrey Marcus interview and others. So, you know, ignoring the facts, or ignoring a clear and certain perception of that which exists or of truth is astonishing. But how does this, you know, from whence does this derive? Again, New Living Translation, NLT. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me, God says. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like I can see a direct correlation. This was never supposed to be, you know, a ministerial outreach per se, but I have mentioned recently, you know, I've talked a lot about Romans chapter 1, particularly from verse 18 forward. And it's interesting, you know, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? His invisible attributes have been clearly seen. How is that possible? Well, It's so obvious and self-evident, you can't not see it. Being understood through what has been made so that they are without excuse. But then what? For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And that sounds like America to me. So we, you know, for a long time, we had a church on every corner. And, you know, that was, we were encouraged to turn up our nose and thumb our nose at that. And I think, you know, that had a lot to do with kind of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, sort of. You know, the organized church system has been infiltrated. There has been a concerted effort to infiltrate and subvert the whether it's the denominational systems or, you know, the Catholic Church. Infiltration and subversion is a long discussion, or even the non-denominational organizations that to maintain their tax exempt, their church status, their, you know, churchy status with the IRS, have to have some kind of denominational affiliation. Why is that? Isn't that strange? Essentially having to hook up and hook into the National Council of Churches leadership, which was funded by Rockefeller and polluted with theosophical, Kabbalistic, essentially satanic poison to disseminate among all of the, you know, the various denominational and non-denominational bodies. So there's that issue that most people can't articulate, and it's a subtle, pervasive thing, again, that escapes most people's knowledge or perception, because it's very subtle, it's very clever. And as I said the other day, they're not afraid to quote scripture, but they'll run from Jesus Christ like the plague. You know, like Jesus said, who do you say that I am? You know, or the age-old question, what will you do with this Christ? So they'll talk around that and avoid it like the plague. Who does not have the Son does not have the Father, plain and simple. You know, but there's this infiltration, and so that has caused a reactionary wave, or been part of fomenting a reactionary wave to, you know, get people to throw the baby out with the bathwater, misconstruing this relationship with the religion that has been infiltrated, polluted, perverted, subverted, etc. So we used to have a church on every corner in America, and it was a sort of foundational stability. You know, it created a foundational stability that I think we all sort of took for granted, didn't we? I know I did. And, you know, again, that whole concept correlates to what I would call the greatest generation, who were a bulwark, were a firewall against bad things, who were raised with, you know, on this kind of, you know, substantive concept, and they just lived it. It was in their DNA. It wasn't something that they had to wear on their sleeve. They didn't have to tattoo it on their arm or their chest or whatever. It was just who they were. Beguiled in their own way, of course, they were only human, but, you know, different. Now, by degrees, alchemically transformed. You know, you can see it in films and the way that we've been transformed. As an example, you know, there are these transitional, not to get sidetracked, but there are these pivotal sort of transitional films. There have been interesting investigations into the man who shot Liberty Valance, for example. I wonder if I can find. I read something not too long ago. See if I can find that real fast. Interesting little deal. A fascinating assessment of. We can find that. When the legend becomes fact. Meaning of, I think that's it. Is that it? Yeah. So this was actually published earlier this year, January 23rd, 2021, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. Meaning of the Liberty Valance line. So this author goes into... the dichotomy and juxtaposition, kind of, you know, the transition from old world to new world and the dishonesty of this new world that John Ford was portraying. It's an interesting thing to sort of ruminate on, perhaps. Another one is Ride the High Country, where... You know, with Joel McRae and Randolph Scott, you do it for Randolph Scott. There's a moment where what's his name? The kid. I forget his name. I mean, there are a few moments where he's sort of dressed down by both Randolph Scott and Joel McRae, who are, they seem to be cut from a different cloth. Superior, you know? For example, when they're sitting in the saloon early on and the kid is fighting, Joel McRae and Randolph Scott are having a conversation. Before the fight breaks out, Joel McRae grabs the kid's gun from his holster. The kid doesn't really realize because he's preoccupied with a love interest and or a lust interest, I suppose. And Joel McRae's giving him a hard time. His character's giving him a hard time, saying, you know, kids these days, no pride, because he doesn't clean his pistol. So anyway, different age and these transitions that you don't realize. And if you're really paying attention, you can see and you can really feel the degradation of character. There's a reality to what's being portrayed in that film. Anyway, fast forward to today, we have shows like Yellowstone, and we don't realize, we don't see the decline, certainly the moral decline. And so I don't know about you, but I took these kinds of things for granted, and you think about a generation that just showed up and did what was supposed to be done, did what was right. I would say an overwhelming majority of the time, without a word. And, you know, in our defense, we have been conditioned to behave this way. You know, again, makes me think of Professor Paul H. Fry. You may ask yourself, perhaps peevishly or out of idle curiosity, why Marx? Why Marx? Why so much Marx? We have been conditioned to behave this way. But still, you know, if we would shut the screen off and pick up this little book occasionally, more often than the screens, I think, you know, I dare say things get better. And again, I know that speaking of the conditioning, it has an addictive quality. And, you know, then there are the screens, and then there's social media, which is more addictive than heroin, studies seem to indicate. So yes, there is that issue, but still, don't we choose? And how many of us cry out, you know, and say, Lord, help me. Help me to, you know, break this cycle. So I don't know about you, but I feel like I took these things for granted. And then, so what happens, you know? For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations and their foolish heart was darkened. That's what happens. Professing to be wise, they became fools. I think there's a correlation there to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed. My people perish for lack of knowledge. I think there's a correlation. Because again, as the NLT puts it, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. That's the knowledge, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that kind of thing. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Welcome back. Maybe I should offer this bit of explanation. This is not just some, you know, rant. I don't know about you, but maybe I should say, like you, I think about what is happening all around us and what is the antidote to what ails us? What is the best defense? And, you know, you start thinking through what is going on and, you know, in simple terms, I would just call it a satanic plot. And I don't mean that in some sensationalist sort of hyperbolic way. I mean, very literally, you know, that seems to be the only thing that explains a lot of otherwise anomalous behavior, like intergenerational evil and things like that. How do you explain that? Because these days, because of the disruptive forces in our midst, it's difficult to get generations on the same page. So how else you explain things? So if that's the case, then my mind thinks, well, then what do you do about that? And the way that the devil works to subvert institutions and organizations is first you infiltrate and you say, you know, we will be the best example, we'll be the model of whatever, you know, like in the churches or in government or whatever, we will raise up our people that would be a paragon of virtue or seemingly to the public. Then once you have installed your people at key positions of leadership, then you start to degrade and erode and subvert the organization little by little now that you have control of it. You know, so like in television movies, even though that's a poor example because it was pretty obvious early on what was going on there. I'm just saying, you know, they tried to at certain moments in television and movies try to give the impression of virtue. And so you start there and then degrade little by little. And so what's the antidote? Do you do the same process? Do you employ Machiavellian tactics to try to take over these institutions that are polluting America? Probably not, because if you follow the Bible and that whole line of thinking, then you understand that it's, as Ephesians 6 points out, first and foremost, a spiritual battle. And the devil has his emissaries in places watching things from beyond the, you know, what I can see, so to speak. And if that's the case, then your efforts to infiltrate will be thwarted and preempted. So then what's the answer? What's the antidote? That's kind of what I've been trying to get at. And that's the whole point of those things, not to belabor and make it sound like a sermon, but, you know, I think it's food for thought. So I'll finish that thought. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.